Utterances are, I nevertheless feel that they are dictated by a sincere regard for me. But to what new misery is she referring? Time alone can tell.
Captain Corcoran, I am much disappointed with your daughter. In fact, I don't think she will do.
She won't do, Sir Joseph?
I'm afraid not. The fact is that although I have urged my suit with as much eloquence as is consistent with an official utterance, I have done so hitherto without success. How do you account for this?
Really, Sir Joseph, I hardly know. Josephine is, of course, sensible of your condescension.
She naturally would be.
But perhaps your exalted rank dazzles her.
You think it does?
I can hardly say, but she is a modest girl. And her social position is far below your own. It may be that she feels she's not worthy of you.
That is really a very sensible suggestion, and displays more knowledge of human nature than I had given you credit for.
See, she comes. If your lordship would kindly reason with her, and assure her officially that it is a standing rule at the Admiralty that love levels all ranks, her respect for an official utterance might induce her to look upon your offer in its proper light.
It is not unlikely. I will adopt your suggestion, but soft, she is here. Let us withdraw and watch our opportunity. Captain Corcoran!